In this radio program, you are going to hear some new words. Read and listen to them. Make sure you know what they mean. Simplistic. Catchy. Reliable. Maintenance work. Simplistic. Catchy. Reliable. Maintenance work. Ready? Now read the questions. Read them carefully before listening to the radio program.
Good evening, dear fellow listeners, and welcome again to our daily program, The Waves of Enigma, a program for those who love suspense in the waves. This evening, we are privileged to have in our studio one of the most popular writers of mystery fiction and suspense books. Let us welcome Donna Black, author of the bestseller, The Gioconda Connection, the famous title which has been translated into more than 20 languages and is soon to be turned into a Hollywood film directed by Steve Gameberg. Good evening, Donna.
Good evening. I'm delighted to be here with you.
Thank you. These days we see people reading your book in the street, on trains and buses, beaches, parks, cafes. Doesn't that make you feel proud of your work?
Yes, indeed it does. Fortunately, though, in spite of the many interviews, the back cover photographs and all the publicity, I can still move around anonymously and enjoy the feeling of watching people read my book with hardly any risk of being recognised. I confess that it is very good therapy for improving your self-esteem.
Wouldn't you like to go and tell them, "Hey, I'm Dana Black, the author. How do you like my work?"
The truth is that sometimes I am tempted to ask them what they really think of the book, check whether they are really enjoying it. It is so rewarding to see all those people having a good time thanks to something you have created.
Most of the critics are in agreement as to the quality of your story. However, there is a small group who insist that the ending is a bit simplistic, something I don't believe for a second. And some will say that the character of Professor Marge Templeton takes too much narrative space, given its actual relevance in the story. Perhaps this is so. Could you react to these two accusations?
Well, I must admit that sometimes you need to introduce some components that will make the book catchy, perhaps more Hollywood-like. The presence of Marge Templeton, an attractive and intelligent woman, can help build up some sort of romance with Bruce Jenkins, the main character. It is clear that some readers will always look for this kind of romance in books, so in a way, I would say that I made a concession to them.
I admit that it will probably have raised your number of readers. One of the things that all the critics praise in your book is the investigation work you have done before writing it. There is a general consensus about its extreme accuracy.
To produce a consistent piece of work, I had to keep away from pure speculation or over-imaginative theories. The foundations of the book had to be solid enough to support a story which readers could take really seriously, to make it believable for them.
And this is why you spent such a long time in different universities and libraries searching for sources of sound, reliable information, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I visited university libraries in Italy and France and spent many sunny mornings and grey afternoons in Firenze, Torino, and in the Sorbonne in Paris.
Did you face any problems at any of these libraries?
At Pisa, I wanted to visit the university library there, but unfortunately they were doing major maintenance work and I couldn't.
Wasn't the information you needed available on the internet?
Unfortunately not. I was interested in the actual manuscripts in the library. They contained engravings that had symbols that were not yet in the library website.
So how did you solve that problem?
It was not something crucial to the plot of the novel, so I could carry on with the story without it. I will save it for my next book.
That sounds interesting. Does it mean that you already have a new book in mind?
Not exactly. I know some things I'm going to introduce, but I still haven't worked out the whole story.
So that will give us a good excuse to have you here again when you are ready to provide us with some more interesting clues.
I'd be delighted to come back, but don't expect me to tell you the end of the story. That would make my editor mad.
Well, Donna, we hope your Gioconda connection keeps going up the lists and that you find all the inspiration you want for the next book. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, my friends, our next program... Good evening, dear fellow listeners, and welcome again to our daily program, The Waves of Enigma, a program for those who love suspense in the waves. This evening, we are privileged to have in our studio one of the most popular writers of mystery fiction and suspense books. Let us welcome Donna Black, author of the bestseller, The Gioconda Connection, the famous title which has been translated into more than 20 languages and is soon to be turned into a Hollywood film directed by Steve Gameberg. Good evening, Donna.
Good evening. I'm delighted to be here with you.
Thank you. These days we see people reading your book in the street, on trains and buses, beaches, parks, cafes. Doesn't that make you feel proud of your work?
Yes, indeed it does. Fortunately, though, in spite of the many interviews, the back cover photographs and all the publicity, I can still move around anonymously and enjoy the feeling of watching people read my book with hardly any risk of being recognised. I confess that it is very good therapy for improving your self-esteem.
Wouldn't you like to go and tell them, "Hey, I'm Donna Black, the author. How do you like my work?"
The truth is that sometimes I am tempted to ask them what they really think of the book, check whether they are really enjoying it. It is so rewarding to see all those people having a good time thanks to something you have created.
Most of the critics are in agreement as to the quality of your story. However, there is a small group who insist that the ending is a bit simplistic, something I don't believe for a second. And some will say that the character of Professor Marge Templeton takes too much narrative space, given its actual relevance in the story. Perhaps this is so. Could you react to these two accusations?
Well, I must admit that sometimes you need to introduce some components that will make the book catchy, perhaps more Hollywood-like. The presence of Marge Templeton, an attractive and intelligent woman, can help build up some sort of romance with Bruce Jenkins, the main character. It is clear that some readers will always look for this kind of romance in books, so in a way, I would say that I made a concession to them.
I admit that it will probably have raised your number of readers. One of the things that all the critics praise in your book is the investigation work you have done before writing it. There is a general consensus about its extreme accuracy.
To produce a consistent piece of work, I had to keep away from pure speculation or over-imaginative theories. The foundations of the book had to be solid enough to support a story which readers could take really seriously, to make it believable for them.
And this is why you spent such a long time in different universities and libraries searching for sources of sound, reliable information, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. I visited university libraries in Italy and France and spent many sunny mornings and grey afternoons in Firenze, Torino, and in the Sorbonne in Paris.
Did you face any problems at any of these libraries?
At Pisa, I wanted to visit the university library there, but unfortunately they were doing major maintenance work and I couldn't.
Wasn't the information you needed available on the internet?
Unfortunately not. I was interested in the actual manuscripts in the library. They contained engravings that had symbols that were not yet in the library website.
So how did you solve that problem?
It was not something crucial to the plot of the novel, so I could carry on with the story without it. I will save it for my next book.
That sounds interesting. Does it mean that you already have a new book in mind?
Not exactly. I know some things I'm going to introduce, but I still haven't worked out the whole story.
So that will give us a good excuse to have you here again when you are ready to provide us with some more interesting clues.
I'd be delighted to come back, but don't expect me to tell you the end of the story. That would make my editor mad.
Well, Donna, we hope your Gioconda connection keeps going up the lists and that you find all the inspiration you want for the next book. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, my friends, our next program